There's something breathtaking about watching a real-life cowboy ride his horse through this green pasture near McCall. This Roy Rogers, not the 50s-era icon, is Alan Heathcock's version of the star. The actor pulls the reins gently, swings to the ground, and saunters over to a young man leaning half-dazed against an aspen tree.
Hey, Vernon.
Hey, Roy. She's hot one, ain't she?
Like a bull's breath out here. Cut.
This is just one scene in the 30-minute film version of Heathcock's short story, Smoke. It's the story of a father who asks his teenage son to help him cover up a self-defense killing. The characters travel a long distance with the dead body, all while wrestling with what the father has done and what will come next for their family. Heathcock says he didn't aim to catch the eye of filmmakers, but he says Smoke has complicated characters and descriptive visuals. And he admits he loves movies. He watches at least 200 a year.
I just write my stories and I don't think about I'm going to write this scene for potential for cinema. But once I was done with it, I was keeping my fingers crossed that someone would want to take these stories and turn them into movies just because it's one of my great passions.
Cody Giddings and Stephen Hilliker are co-directing the screen adaptation of Heathcock's Smoke. They were Heathcock students at Boise State around the time the story was published 2 years ago. They approached their former professor last year and asked him to help produce the film. Heathcock says he quickly gave them the green light.
And that it's Cody and Steven, two guys who I think are wonderful and brilliant, that's a no-brainer.
The directors raised money this winter to independently produce Smoke. They spent the next few months hiring crew members, holding auditions, and scouting locations. Giddings says seeing their movie actually in production is surreal.
You feel like you want as much time as you had for pre-production, for production, just to get everything right, but it just doesn't happen that way. But it's really exciting at the same time. It's a weird mix of feelings.
Giddings and Hilliker have worked on a couple dozen projects together since meeting 6 years ago. But Smoke is the first film they plan to enter in big-name festivals.
Why don't you practice that once on your own, Roy?
All right, we're going to have an opening without clouds in a moment here.
They shot the film using southern Idaho's landscape. Their locations included a cliff, a light-flooded cave, and an aspen grove. The directors hired cast and crew from around the country, including Idaho. And Heathcock says they brought in New York City actor Joel Nagle.
Joel, who plays the role of the father, which is based off of my grandfather. I showed him a picture of my grandfather when he was around the age. And they have a striking resemblance to one another. So it's a very surreal but completely beautiful thing to witness.
Nagle says his experience with the Idaho filmmakers has been sincere and refreshing, beginning when he got off the plane.
Stephen was there and Alan was there. I knew I would meet Alan. I didn't really have any expectations, but he was certainly much nicer than I could have imagined. He's a fine man and very talented.
Nagle really embodies the father and stays in character between takes. Heathcock says the level of professionalism displayed by cast and crew makes him feel at ease.
I just feel a complete sense of peace and that the thing is just happening. I don't want to get too sentimental about the whole thing, but it's really a very, very cool thing.
Giddings and Hilliker are now cutting through the hours and hours of tape they shot earlier this month. The directors plan to submit the final version of Smoke to Sundance and Tribeca Film Festivals this fall. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.